This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. U.S. Education Department workers in Chicago that enforce civil rights laws are hardest hit by the Trump administration's layoffs this week. At least 50 Chicago employees are out of work, nearly all laid off. The Office for Civil Rights, which enforces anti-discrimination laws in schools, was eliminated, says the union representing Education Department employees. The Office of Federal Student Aid is also losing many workers. Here's union president Sharia Smith, who was also laid off.
The students who are applying for financial aid in college, not just in Chicago, but nationwide, are not going to get the information they need to decide which college that they're going to attend. They're just not going to get that information.
With colleges continuing to send out acceptance and financial aid letters this spring, Smith worries many students will be left without answers. A hearing today on proposed changes to Chicago Public Schools' budget will be a showdown between City Hall and the School District Administration. The Board of Education is considering amending the budget to include a disputed pension payment. They're also considering including this year's costs connected to the teachers' and principals' contracts, which are still being negotiated. The amendment doesn't offer a clear path for how to cover these additional payments. CPS CEO Pedro Martinez came out strong this week, advocating against making the pension payment. He says if the district does not fund the teachers' contract, it could result in a strike. The pension is the city's responsibility, but thousands of CPS staff are part of the pension fund. The mayor's office is insisting that CPS pay. They warn that if the city is stuck with the bill, the city could pull other support from the school district. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says two recent shootings underscore the need for federal gun reform. Mayor Johnson says CPD is investigating the shooting of a tourist downtown that he called disturbing. Johnson pointed to that incident and a shooting outside O'Hare Airport as evidence of the danger of illegal guns.
We know these guns do not come from Chicago. They are brought in from neighboring states through legal and illegal routes. We need to put a stop to the flow of guns into our communities if we're serious about putting an end to these senseless acts of violence.
A downtown alderperson aims to revive a proposal to create an 8 p.m. curfew for kids under 18 years old. Johnson says he will continue to have conversations about proposals, but noted shootings happen at all times of day. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says the detainment of a Palestinian activist who led protests at Columbia University is, quote, reprehensible. Federal agents detained Mahmoud Khalil after President Donald Trump vowed to target and deport pro-Palestinian activists. Khalil is a legal U.S. resident married to an American citizen. Johnson was asked whether he's concerned Chicago-area college students involved in pro-Palestinian protests would be targeted.
Well, they already are obviously already being targeted. I fully support the First Amendment. And the fact that people are being detained for their political views, that is beyond dangerous and reprehensible.
Johnson did not share information on how Chicago students are being targeted or whether his administration will make efforts to protect them. Some more things you should know today. Some Illinois schools may have to change their mascot under new legislation that would prohibit schools from using Native American names or logos. The bill announced at yesterday's annual Native American Summit in Springfield would allow schools to continue using materials with a Native name, logo, or mascot until September 2028. Northwestern University professor Megan Bang says the bill is, quote, creating equitable learning environments for everybody. The Chicago Pride Parade will return for its 54th year this June. The event will take place Sunday, June 29th on Chicago's North Side. Organizers say the year's theme, United in Pride, celebrates solidarity amid a volatile climate. The Chicago Pride Parade was founded in 1970 to commemorate the Stonewall Uprisings in New York City. It's one of the oldest Pride parades in the U.S. Today's weather will be sunny with a high of 58, though it will be cooler by the lake. Tonight, the low will be 43. Tomorrow will be very warm and windy with a high of 78 degrees. But cooler by the lake again. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.